0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie. Gemma, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You're a primary school teacher, but your issues with the school system, and particularly your second level school where your daughter is attending. What happened?
Well, that's right, Joe. Well, I'd like to start off by saying that we are experiencing school refusal with her. So for all parents who know what that is, it's really difficult. So my daughter has been overwhelmed and anxious going to school.
Sorry, you are experiencing what, Gem? I missed that, the line.
Oh, sorry. School refusal is the terminology where my daughter basically refuses to go to school because of anxiety and of being overwhelmed and stuff.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of parents out there experiencing this. Well, I hope I'm not alone. But she had missed school for a week, and my husband finally cajoled her into going to school yesterday morning. And she arrived to school, and upon arrival, a teacher said to her, "I'm going to have to send you home because of your eyelash extensions." And my daughter said, "Well, can you not wait until the principal says it to me? I just want to go to class. Please don't send me home. My dad's going to go mad. I haven't been in a week." But the teacher said, "Well, look, it's school policy. I can't break the school policy for you. I'd have to break it for everybody," which is fair enough. But what I'm finding challenging is the actual policy.
And the policy, as per an email you forwarded to us, is pretty comprehensive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a very comprehensive policy. But
I would like to remind all students of full compliance with uniform shoes, jewellery, hair and fake eyelashes rules, effective from Monday, which I presume is 2 days ago. Full school uniform only to be worn once in school, but only no hoodies, no jackets allowed to be worn once in the school building, no hoodies, school and non-school hoodies, only one earring or none per ear allowed, no tongue piercings if student is found to have it. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry to laugh. I'm a teacher, and I find it absurd that this is the focus, as opposed to saying, "Well, we really want to encourage all children to do X."
Okay, your daughter is 16. No tongue piercings. If student is found to have one on tongue, they are sent home immediately. No multiple earrings allowed. No nose or chin piercings allowed. Conventional haircuts and only natural hair colouring allowed. Hair colouring allowed. One colour only. If a student is wearing fake eyelashes or fake nails, they will be sent home and allowed back to school once removed at home. So your daughter was sent home.
She was sent home because, like, you know, she wasn't in accordance with the school policy. But it's my contention that the policy is extreme and that it's not allowing young people to express themselves. But despite that, it also is impeding their education. The fact that they would be sent home, it kind of negates their right to an education, in my opinion.
And have you, or can you, put your self in the shoes or the high heels or the flats or whatever of the school?
Well, I can because I'm a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
But we have, say, a more holistic approach to education. And I feel that this, like we're living in 2022, this focus on the negative, on the no, is, and the fact that they're being sent home from school. So they're being sent home. My daughter didn't go to school today. She wasn't in yesterday. She's missing out on so much, if you think about it, because she has eyelash extensions. Do you know? I think it's extreme. That's just my opinion.
And there's no argument that eyelash extensions interfere with your reading or studying or writing or...
No evidence to date, Joe. No evidence to date. She has 20/20 vision and, you know, would be well able to read.
And then on the separate issue, which is a very... the whole issue of school refusal and anxiety. How do you deal with that? Which is...
Really, it's very worrying. I mean, you just support the best you can. You know, you can get some professional help should you so wish. But you want your school on side. You need your school on side. Mm. Like, the schools are the professionals. And NEPS, which is the national, the nationwide educational psychology service, they have issued a pack now for primary and secondary school teachers for school refusal. And, you know, if schools could adopt that, it would be fantastic.
And in terms of the eyelashes. Do I, if I'm under a certain age, do I have to get my parental permission to get false eyelashes?
I'm not aware of that. Daughter is 16. She actually completed a course prior to Christmas in eyelash extensions, which is why she has them now. That's what she wants to do when she leaves school. And she has them now because it's part of the course that somebody does yours and you do somebody else's. Do you know? Almost like being in a hairdresser.
Okay, and are they expensive?
Oh, my God, yes, they are. I mean, you can pay anywhere from 50 to 100 euros for them, depending on the type.
And how long do they last?
Oh, goodness, I think they last around, about 3 weeks on average.
And do you take them out in the morning or take them out at night time? Forgive my...
No, I'm laughing. Hello. Joe, I think they stay in permanently. Now, I mean, we do joke and slag and say they look like sweeping brushes. But, you know, if that's what my daughter wants and she's
and
happy with that.
Does your daughter comply with the other elements, the school uniform and the...
Oh, she wears her full uniform and, you know, it's very strict. I'll give you an example. You're not allowed to take your jumper off despite the temperature in the corridor. You must wait till you go to class and ask in class if you can take your jumper off. So under no circumstances can you walk around in your school shirt.
Is it a mixed school?
It is a mixed school.
So the rules apply to everybody?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. 3 years ago, there was a young boy who had hair dye, like highlights, and he had to shave his head to get back into school because, you know, he was breaking school rules. So, I don't know. I just would love to know what people think about this. I mean...
Okay, Pauline and O'Reilly Gavigan is in Rathnew in County Wicklow. You're listening to Gemma on 0818715815. What are you thinking, Paulina? What would you like to say?
I've reared four children and I have a granddaughter, my youngest being 25, and I feel that the children now are telling the parents what they'll do and what they won't do, that they're the authority. There is authority in schools. They should be wearing and doing what they're told. And I'm seeing in work all the time these children who think they can do what they want and behave in whatever manner they want. When you're 18, you can do what you want. But when you're under the guidelines of a school and there is a curriculum and there's a set, whatever, you abide by it.
So you're saying the daughter should be the daughter and the parent should be a parent?
Exactly, exactly, because they don't know what's ahead of them. It's very fine at 17 years of age, they're going around with nails and they're going around with eyelashes and so on.
Okay, what is wrong with eyelashes?
It's only the start of what it escalates into.
Into what?
Into taking other things and how we'll do this and how what we'll wear. There's a certain way you go to school. I went to school myself in a uniform.
Everyone is in the same way.
And also the fact that not all children can afford to get their nails and their eyelashes done at 50 euros a pop.
Well, is that the
which
issue?
Is what it costs.
Is that the issue, Gemma, that it's... It puts pressure on children who can't afford it. Gemma.
Oh, sorry. I don't think... Well, you know what? I can't judge for that. You know, all I'm going to say is that my daughter works and she works as a cleaner to pay for her lashes and, that's fine by me, do you know? But perhaps, Joe, but I think the real issue here is, I mean, I really respect that person's point of view, but
Pauline,
she was saying... Pauline, that children should adhere to all rules. But in my opinion, are we not trying to raise critical thinkers, Joe? Children who become active citizens and participate in society and think critically, as opposed to like robots. That's just, you know, what
by
I think.
By all means, I think when they're 18, yes, and by all means be part of debating societies in school and debate the whatever, but there has to be rules up to a certain age. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm very old school, but
that's,
you know,
okay. I hear what you're saying, and I also think that
in my job, children can't work under 18, whereas years ago it used to be 15, they could go in packing bags and shelves. The jobs aren't there for them, so most kids can't have part-time jobs. So they can't compete with the disposable income of a lot of parents. And that's where it poses problems, and you've got bullying, and you've got different avenues that go down.
I think that's
as I said, I've gone down this road.
Yeah, no, I understand. I hear, and I definitely think that children and adolescents absolutely need clear boundaries and clear guidelines. But it's my argument that the school policies are oppressive. And I'll go as far as to say they are impeding young people's education. That's just what I feel.
I went to a convent school in first year. I left school and I went back to comprehensive in fifth and sixth year. Completely different. More whatever we wanted. There was Mohegans. There was everything in the class. They didn't learn. They sat at the back of the class. They didn't learn. But the thing that I'm really finding very difficult
so
in
you're
work...
saying, are you saying that there was basically a blanket ban on learning for those who were...
They were rebels, yeah, they were rebels, yeah, they were, rebels.
Were rebels.
They did what they wanted and wanted to do what they want.
Well, I feel that is it's far more complicated nowadays, and I think that that's somewhat of a narrow view of society. I think that it's just far more complicated nowadays. That's just my opinion, you know?
We all have opinions, and hindsight is a great thing. If I could go back 20 years ago and do things different, I would do things very, very different. But I also am very shocked with the amount of disposable income kids have, and they come into the shop every day with money on Revolut cards, and the purchase they buy is frightening.
But Paul, what's frightening about it?
The amount of disposable income, Joe, that they have.
And Paulina, what is frightening about that?
Because of the drug scene that's out there.
Oh, hang on. What's that got to do with people having a Revolut card?
It's the amount of money that they're being allowed to have.
I don't see the connection with drugs there somehow.
You're giving children 15, 16 years of age a huge amount of disposable income, whether it's for their eyes, their nails, for whatever. Some will spend them on their nails, some will spend them on their eyes. Then they've got disposable income for drugs.
And Gemma, you say, you know, and on one hand it is an opinion, but you're supporting your daughter. You're not telling her, take those, rid yourself of those eyelashes and go back
absolutely
to school.
Absolutely not, Joe. Absolutely not.
So how long will she stay out for?
That remains to be seen. I'll have to negotiate something with the school. They have their policy. What I'm trying to do here, Joe, is I'm trying to raise awareness of what I think is a serious issue within our education system, that it's oppressive. And I keep using that word, but I have no problem with my daughter expressing herself. Yeah, of course.
I'm 54 years of age, and I was asked as part of a group of people in work the other day to remove facial jewellery. I wear a nose ring, but it's not suitable in the work employment, and at 54, I've been requested. But under 18s, I believe they should be told what to do in school.
But is when you were asked to remove, what you say, your nose ring the other
my
day,
nose ring.
Paulina, was that for safety or for what?
No, it's facial jewellery. They don't want it as part of the uniform in work.
And how long have you been wearing a nose ring in work?
I haven't, I'm not working that long in this particular job, but I've been wearing a nose ring for years.
Yeah, but you know what? I paid, say, I think it was £30 to get my nose pierced, but when I took it out for literally an hour, it closed up. So, do you know, like, I don't think that's fair to have asked you to take out your nose ring.
And did you whip...
They have a certain attire in work, and I'll agree to... I'm working there, and if I want to work there, I'll abide by the rules.
Here's the rules.
Did you take your nose ring out?
I did, yeah.
And did you put it back in when you went home?
I did.
Okay. And do you take it out every morning? Going to work?
Well, I haven't been taking it. I take it out when I'm going. I put it back in when I'm going out. I put it in on the weekends when I'm finished.
And did they say what their objection was?
That's the way they want their business run. And that's their business. And that's their entitlement.
And is there anything else they insist on?
They want the uniform. Black runners. They want black trousers or black shoes.
You have a tattoo visible?
I have tattoos, they're not visible, no.
Can you wear fake eyelashes?
I don't.
But
some people do wear them, and they're frightening looking. They're like spiders coming out of their eyes.
Yeah, but that's a personal choice, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not very
some
pleasant
people, Paulina, some people think nose rings are unpleasant to look at.
So that's why we were asked to remove them.
Yeah, but I can see an argument in school. For example, in a football game, players are asked, male or female, to remove jewellery for safety in case the jewellery snags. in another mm-hmm. player. And by the way, the person's wearing the jewellery usually comes off. You're not allowed to wear rings, earrings.
No, because you lose fingers and for whatever
reason.
Horrific stuff. Yeah.
And also, one other reason why I was told growing up why you wouldn't wear a nose ring is that if you were in a tussle with somebody, they could grab it. It would be extraordinarily painful.
Well, that's the truth as well, Joe, because I would incline to wear loops. And when my daughter was young, she's 35 years of age now, she pulled the earring in my ear as a baby and ripped my ear.
I can imagine. But you're saying you agree with only one earring or none per ear, no tongue piercings, no multiple earrings allowed, no nose or chin piercings. What about conventional haircuts and only natural hair colouring allowed, one colour only?
Well, I would agree with that, yeah.
Okay. If a student is wearing fake eyelashes or fake nails, they will be sent home, which has happened to Gemma's daughter yesterday, and allowed back to school once removed at home. But Gemma's not going to do that. What would you advise Gemma, Paulina?
Well, she's the mother, and the daughter's saying that she won't go to school because she's anxiety and all this. Who's the parent?
I am, and I am a good parent.
Yeah, I really do.
She's telling you what to do. No, not quite. I think I am fostering a situation where my daughter will communicate to me and I will understand her needs and then I'll be able to support her appropriately. Pauline, I do feel that, I think things have moved on. Since you are perhaps young, I think that life has become, say, more complicated and there is more freedom for young people, but I think that's a positive thing. And I think young people especially should be allowed to express themselves as long as they're not hurting others. They should be allowed to express themselves.
That's okay, Mary is on the line. Mary, you're listening to Gemma and Paulina. Do you think Gemma is correct saying to her daughter, you can keep your eyelashes in even if it means you can't go back to school?
Hi, Joe. Well, to be honest with you, no matter where you're working, there's a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a surgeon and you're in theatre, you can't go in with certain things because, like that, it would impede your work and it would be detrimental to the patient.
Of course, yeah.
And if you're a priest and you're going up on the altar to say Mass, there's a dress code. Hmm. If you're going to school, there's a dress code.
Well, Gemma's daughter is neither a surgeon who will drop her false eyelashes into an open cavity during an operation, she's not a priest.
My point is that we're getting children ready to partake in society, and even if we don't know what they're going to turn out as, some children decide quite young what they're going to be, and other children it takes them into their 20s and 30s to decide what they're going to be. And the point I'm trying to make is, you don't know until a child decides what they're going to be. You can't sit a child down at 12 and say, you're not going to be this so you can do that. You're not going to be that so you can wear that. You're not going to be that so you can do that. You let them see that there are rules in society that with the agreement of the majority are for the good of society or for like that as the lady who's working in the shop, for presentation, to give a good,
I understand what you're saying, but I think what I'm doing is questioning those rules and seeing that perhaps the goalposts need to be shifted in our society today in 2022. I think if I can just finish the point I'm trying to make.
I would like to make a quick point to the parent of the child who was sent home from school.
Well, that's Gemma who we were just talking to,
because the conversation that we're having now would be far more beneficial to have with your daughter and try to get her on side instead of allowing
her to comply to the rules. Is that what you mean? To adhere to the rules.
Prolonging her suffering by letting her think that she'll be able to do in the future anything she wants to do if she wants to do it. So you're saying
I should suppress her expression
I'm saying that you should have the openness with your daughter now, and you should sit down with the school code, and you should go through it with her, and say, "You, this is what
that's
the school code
advice.
Is."
I do agree with you. Now, I do agree
and
with you there.
If,
that
if
is
you
excellent.
Didn't know what the school code was, shame on you for not knowing what the
oh,
school
I would
code
agree
was
with
and
you.
Letting your child be put in a situation
yes.
who is already very nervous. You should have gone through the school code yourself,
oh,
maybe
okay.
not with your daughter, but yourself. To prepare
oh, no,
her
I'm
for any little
aware
upset
of the school
that
code.
Might come in a situation like that,
can I make
particularly
my point
when you allow her to wear
can
things
I make my
which
point?
You might feel might not
okay.
fit in with the school code. You should have informed yourself for the sake of your child and put the school
Jill,
code
could I
with her. And if at that point, before the
there?
Child went to school with extensions in her eyes, you went up to the principal and said, "My daughter has done this course. She is going to be wearing extensions in her eyes. What is the school policy going to be when she comes into school with them? Is she going to be sent home?" And at that point, you would know before the child came to school that she would not be allowed to wear them in school. And you would have saved her the trauma. As you say yourself, the child is nervous anyway. It's,
okay.
And
Let
with
Gemma,
a child who's hypersensitive
okay.
like your daughter, it's very important that you preempt situations like that to help her. If
okay.
you're the adult,
Mary, but unfortunately, I am not a psychic, so I cannot predict all events. But what I will say to you, have a very valid point about reading the code and communicating with your child. I think that's very valid. My point is that I am questioning the code. I am questioning the policy because I feel that though the policy is not appropriate
Absolutely.
In today's society.
But well, was the policy there from the get go, Gemma?
Absolutely. But it's not
no,
on
no,
no,
Mary,
Liveline.
Mary, just want to ask
it's
Gemma.
It's not on Liveline with Joe Duffy that you question school policy. You go into the school to question school policy,
Mary,
not on the airwaves.
Mary, we haven't,
we haven't
identified the school. We're not living in North Korea, Mary, last time I looked. Gemma, did you know, to follow up on Mary's valid point, did you know the policy of the school before your daughter was sent there?
I had received an email with regard, so it was new to me, yes, I did know. I did know.
You did know about the fake eyelashes policy.
So I did know. Yes, I did.
Okay, but okay, Mary, have you daughters or do you teach?
I have a daughter, and I was speaking to her recently.
Okay,
and she about this situation, and she is married now with a child of her own, and she told me that when she was in fifth class, I didn't know this, and she never told me until half an hour ago, that when she was in fifth class, she had freckles on her face. And she was very, 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 very embarrassed about freckles on her face.
Okay.
So she got a little bit of my concealer and put it on her face.
Okay.
And when she went into school, the teacher sent her into the toilet to clean her face. And she was afraid not to clean her face, but she was twice as embarrassed because everybody was looking at her. Now, I didn't know that story.
So she was twice as embarrassed.
And I am so sorry
that
happened.
I am
Isn't that
too.
Terrible?
She was humiliated.
Humiliated.
And again, expected to follow school rules,
but
which
she wasn't primary because she was in primary
school. She wanted
school.
To cover up freckles that she was conscious about.
Yes. She was in primary school, and I promise you, she wasn't wearing extensions, and she wasn't 16.
Yeah,
oh no!
I would have known
if
she was wearing extensions, and I would have sat her down and explained to her that it's a school policy. And I would
but
have
you know the way you're talking about
the
communication. I hope your daughter wasn't nervous talking
being sent
to Mary
home from school.
About this. Sent home. Oh my goodness. But why was she so nervous and anxious to talk to you about this? Like,
she wasn't.
Was there not an open
she wasn't.
Relationship?
She wasn't.
Why
she was an independent. She was an independent person who said, "Look, I don't like freckles. I'm going to cover them. Now I look lovely and I'll be fine."
But she didn't talk to you about it until half an hour ago.
And to be
she
honest
didn't approach
with you,
you,
I didn't notice the difference. But I would have known if she was wearing flipping eye extensions. I would have known it. Eyelash extensions.
Sure,
I would have known it.
Would you wear
and I would have called
Mary,
her.
Mary,
I would have
Mary missing the point here, I think, Joe. Sorry, Mary.
Mary, would you wear false eyelashes? Do you know why people wear them?
I don't even wear perfume. I'm very prehistoric. I'm retired
now, and I'm a school
teacher as well.
You're entitled not to wear. Seriously, that's fine.
Absolutely. And that's not the point I'm trying to
make. Gemma, is Gemma gone there? Okay, back after this break. Stay with us, everybody. 51551 text.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715
815. And joe@rt.ie. Ella, good afternoon. We're talking about Gemma contacted us, and she's had to run back to work, by the way. But Gemma contacted us. Her daughter was sent home from school yesterday indefinitely until she removes her fake eyelashes. And the policy of the school is there's 6 weeks left, as you know. I would like to remind all students from the principal, all students of full compliance with uniform, shoes, jewellery, hair and fake eyelashes rules effective from Monday, 3 days ago. Full school uniform only allowed to be worn once in school building. Full school uniform, no hoodies, school and non-school, no jackets allowed to be worn once in the school building. Only one earring or none per ear, no tongue piercings. If a student is found to have one on tongue, they will be sent home immediately. No multiple earrings allowed. No nose or chin piercings allowed. Conventional haircuts and only natural hair colouring allowed. One colour only. If a student is wearing fake eyelashes or fake nails, they will be sent home and allowed back to school once removed at home. Ella, what happened to you? You're 17.
Hiya. So I was only in school earlier. My school is relatively strict on piercings or hair colour or eyelashes or any of them. But I've had my piercing for about 4 to 5 weeks now. And I was just walking in my hall, just coming back from class. Okay. And a teacher pulled me over to the side and started saying things about my piercing and accusing me of things, saying I'm not following the school guidelines, that I shouldn't be in school with this, even though a majority of the school does have a nose piercing. She was very unwarranted with all the actions. She'd never talked to me before. There was zero reason for her to, frankly.
And have you and have you been sent home from school, Ella?
No, not yet. But she did state that she, if I don't have it out by tomorrow, that she will have to talk to my parents and call home.
But are you saying there's other 17-year-olds? There's other 17-year-olds with nose piercings.
Quite frankly, majority of the school does have one. I'd say.
And how are they all getting away with it, and you can't?
Sure, if I knew. It's just I don't actually know how they avoid it, but there's like, I guess there's certain ways you can avoid the teacher, but
okay, you can. And so, are you going to take out your nose piercing?
Currently, I've made the executive decision with my mother to not take out the nose piercing because. The way she approached me about it was really unwarranted, and there was no need for her to waste. The way he approached me was unwarranted.
So you said you made an executive decision with your mother.
So she's
backing you.
Yes, because my mum felt.
Okay, does the school say why they banned a nose stud?
There was no reason really to ban the nose stud. When I asked about it, she just said it's in the policy, although I see no reason why having a piercing in my face would affect any form of learning.
And why did you get a nose stud?
It was actually me and my friend's birthday, and we just decided that it might just be fun to do together. And we saw no repercussions with having a stud.
Okay. That's a small little... Is there a diamond in it, or is it a piece of...
No, it's just a metal stud. It's
okay.
No.
And was,
no
it, was that expensive, Ella?
I actually got mine for free because it was doing I was doing a sale with them, but normally it would set you back probably about €20.
Okay, so it's very relatively little. Okay, but you have decided you're not the nose stud stays, and you're marching into school tomorrow with it. Are you going to hide it with a mask or whatever?
That's what I was told to do by a fellow teacher, was to just put a mask on.
And what do you think? What do you think? A fellow student, I told you. But what do you think of what's happening in Gemma's daughter's school, where she's been sent home indefinitely because she's wearing fake eyelashes?
I think that's absolutely appalling. I can't imagine feeling so unsafe in the school and being judged on what's on my eyes. I feel it's completely against everything that we're trying to move forward in. I see no effect how it can affect the teachers, any other students, or the learning.
And what about fake nails?
To an extent, I see that fake nails don't have any effect, but I could also see how if doing sports or in any classes there's contact, that it could hurt someone, but no more than your natural nails.
Okay, and is your school strict otherwise on uniform and...
necessarily not strict on what I'm after hearing from other schools.
Yeah. Okay. But you're defiant. You're going back in tomorrow with the nose stud.
Yeah.
And your buddy who got it done on the same day. What's her position? Is she?
She actually hasn't been called that at all. No one has even mentioned
okay,
it to her.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Ella. Are you in school now?
Oh, I was off on a half day. I just escaped the teachers.
Okay, mind yourself. I know you all love your teachers. Claire, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
This other one, conventional haircuts and only natural hair colouring allowed, one colour only. What happened?
Okay, well, I have three daughters and have all gone to the same school, and we knew the school rules, we read them through, and that was fine until my third daughter, my youngest girl, decided she would like to dye her hair. Now, I have an older daughter who is in the same school a year or so ahead of her, and she also has her hair dyed, but blonde. So it was deemed to be a natural colour. But my youngest girl decided she would like to be a little adventurous and have a little bit of red in it. So I explained the situation to her, told her the ramifications and that, you know, we could be in trouble. So she chose to go ahead with it. I said, okay, well, let's see what happened. And she went to school, and for the first couple of weeks it wasn't noticed. And then it was remarked on. And then again and again. And anyway, she chose to keep on going and to do it. And I said to her, if there's an issue, just explain to your teacher or whoever said it, you know, would you mind contacting our parents? Because we had never had a contact from the school. There was never anything said to say, your daughter has broke a school rule and could you please have a chat with her? So there was nothing. And I kind of was in a really hard position because you're her sister who's a year older, who chose blonde, and that's fine, but because she chose red. And it's not like pinky red, Joe. This is like a dark, auburn red with a few red bits.
Have you any insight into why the school, or I'm reading this policy from the school, that natural hair colouring allowed, one colour. Why can you not have?
I have no idea. I cannot see how hair colouring or eyelashes or nails have any impact in the children's education at all. I think you're actually, like your other callers, you're oppressing them. You're telling them not to be themselves, not to stand tall and walk in and take on the world and learn or go wherever you want to go. You're cutting them off at the shin. You're saying, no, these are the rules and you stick by. Now, I get all the other rules. I understand about uniforms and we abide by them all. But you have to allow a little bit of creativity and allow these kids to become who they're going to become, whatever make or shape or whatever they're going to be.
Okay, stay with us. Des Corley is a former teacher and former principal in a school in Roscommon. Des, what do you think of these, of Gemma's decision to stand by her daughter? I think Claire's going to stand by her daughter. Ella told us her mother's going to stand by her over beginning fake eyelashes, nose stud and hair colouring. Des, what do you think? You there, Des? No. Okay. Graham, sorry for holding you there, Graham. Graham Morris.
Not at all.
Your point, please.
How are you, Joe?
Yeah, good stuff, yeah.
Hold on. I'll just walk away from that radio. Sorry for that.
Okay.
I was just curious. So I was going to ask the other lady, the original caller.
Yeah, she's gone back to
Yeah, well, it's a general question then.
Okay, fair play, yeah.
I would say as an ex-parent, well, not an ex-parent, that sounds really bad, but my kids are in college now.
Once a parent, always a parent.
Well,
man,
correct.
Yeah.
But I was just curious as to whether the school to which she sent her child was a choice, as in, was there a choice of more than one school in the local town? And if it was a choice, was part of the decision-making process attached to how good that school was in relation to academia and sports or whatever the measures that do, you know, that are applied these days. And you know,
so you're saying you should take the school warts and all.
Well,
sorry, disagreements and all. That's the wrong description.
Well, it would appear to me, and again, this is all like a wide generalisation, but it would appear to me, being 52 years age, having gone to Christian Brothers with all the rules and this, that and the other, that a lot of schools that have rules like that do tend to be good you know, as in they have pretty decent performance. They have good sports teams. The emphasis is directed from how you look, and the energy that's put into that is maybe more encouraged to be put into kind of innovative thinking, creative kind of problem solving. You know, it's very seldom the hugely draconian kind of application of arbitrary rules and not some benefit behind that. You know, just like societies, you know. You can go too far.
So you're saying I'd like
to know if there's a balance between the schools that have these rules and the academic achievement that in general that their students acquire.
Okay, but am I to understand, Graeme, that you're saying that you mentioned Christian Brothers, that the strict Catholic schools of old, so to speak, turned out more academically able students?
I don't know if I'd be able to make that as an overall assessment. All I know is in the town that I went to school in back in the day, there was the tech where the guys who weren't great at certain things, in other people's opinion, now this is not in mine, by the way, but in other people's opinion, you know, the guys that weren't really able to do stuff went to the tech, and sure, you might learn a bit of woodwork and be happy with yourself.
And they became, a lot of them became tradesmen and women, and they're...
And they did, absolutely, yeah.
I envy their skills.
Absolutely.
And when people, go on about...
They're superb. Yeah. I'm not... All I'm saying is, was it part of the decision-making process for that parent... school.
But Gemma said she knew the guidelines, but now she's challenging them.
That's like saying, okay, I'll do my driving test, I'll abide by all the rules until I get my license, and then, sure, 80 isn't really 80, sure, I can do 100 here and that's safe. You know, at what
false eyelashes do not interfere with your driving. Unless you're applying,
it's rules challenging. We all follow rules.
What do you think? How could false eyelashes damage your education or someone else's education?
I'm not saying I'm not qualified to make that judgment. I'm just asking.
Have you ever seen anyone wearing false eyelashes? Now, I don't mean Kim Kardashian or whatever. And what do you think? Do you think it interferes with their ability to walk in a straight line?
But I never made that assertion, whether it does or it doesn't in the first place, Joe. You're trying to lead me down a garden path here.
I know, but I'm asking the question, Graeme. What do you think is wrong with false eyelashes?
That's not really the issue. The issue is following rules that you were aware of before you started to join the school, the club, the society, the world we live in. We decide to play a part and abide by the rules.
Rules change.
Fine. I'm sure if the school wants to do that, having heard the good press that they've got, they might reconsider their minds. I'm not questioning whether it's right or wrong. What I'm saying is, merely a curiosity. It doesn't really bother me either way. I was just curious, having gone through school selection myself.
Unfortunately, I can't answer that question.
Yeah, well, that's all.
Do you not think a lot of the stuff we have in our lives today is because of over-strict Catholic schools and Catholic institutions? Do you follow me? Where we've all changed.
We've all gone through different stuff in life. And you know, I don't want to be delving into my own personal experience in a Christian Brothers school. Am I saying that they were en masse terrible? No, I don't believe so. Plenty of good qualified people. Lots of people have had good experiences in the school I went to. I've met plenty of my schoolmates later on. Graeme,
there is an attitude today in Ireland, whether you like it or not, that any mention of the Catholic Church in any circumstance, is seen as bad. Any mention of the maternity, probably the best example.
Everybody jumps in the bandwagon.
Any mention of anything to do with the Catholic Church is seen as oppression. That's the world we live in, even though the Catholic Church of 20, 30, 50, 70 years ago is very different than the Catholic Church today.
I would tend to agree. But I would also add to that, that any organisation, look, the best schools in the country have had funny people working in them and have done appalling things. People are people and there's good and bad.
But I'm saying things have changed now and people recognise
that. Yeah, but I would have always
I'm still baffled as to why I am denied an education because I wear false eyelashes.
But you're not.
Of all things, I am. Of course I am.
Are you? Did you really want to wear them now, Joe?
No, but some men do.
But you know, look, the person who's denying that lady, that young lady, an education at this point, in my opinion, it could be said, not even my opinion, that it's the mother who's stopping her going to school. Okay. Surely there's a discussion to be had. Is it really that important? What's more important in general in life? And sometimes we think things are important at different ages, six months later we don't.
I know, but hang on, 16, 17, 18, self-esteem, self-worth, really important. We've learned that a lot.
Mental, 100%.
Mental health. Okay, I've got to move on. More questions. Thanks, Graham. After this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Sharon for? Sharon.
Hi.
Your story, please, Sharon.
Yeah, hi, Joe. My daughter started in first year, and when she started, we got the list, uniform list, the rules, regulations. So it was just normal, the normal tie, socks, shoes, uniform. Yeah. And it seemed quite strict in that. But when she started, it turned out that they were actually a little bit more relaxed. And you would see the boys and the girls going in. There was guys going in, they'd have mullets or, the new look with the shave at the back of the head.
The hair,
the floppy at the front. There was girls, they'd have different types of tights on. Or they would have a little bit of hair dye at the bottom of the hair. There was just different looks. There was earrings. They could wear necklaces. It was just more relaxed. But I have to say, the happiness on the children, they're confident. Mm. They're going in. They're expressing themselves. They have their own look. There's some girls that might have the dyed black hair, the goth sort of look. And I just think, what's the issue? I just genuinely can't see. They're going in and they're happy and what more can you ask for?
And Sharon, so you're saying the school was a lot more liberal than initially laid down on paper?
Yeah.
And that worked for everybody?
Big time. My daughter, she's just turned 13, and she would... When she started, she had the proper shoes and everything. But as the year went on, she was able to
and
wear...
Did the school descend into anarchy and mass rioting and petrol bombs?
Absolutely not. Even my daughter is so happy. And she was very excited off her first year.
And Sharon, raising the issue of the false eyelashes.
Yeah. Well, there is girls that, because I collect every day, you can see them with the eyelashes. There's some girls with fake tan. There's some girls wearing makeup.
Now, what do you think of Gemma's daughter being told, go home, stay home until you get rid of the false eyelashes?
It is, as she said, it's a different time now. She did her course. I think fantastic to her for doing her course, knowing what she wants to do. And if that makes her feel confident... That's with my daughter. When she wears her boots or her necklace and a teeny tiny bit of eye makeup, she says it makes her feel really confident. And that's what it's all about.
Okay. Understand. Thanks, Sharon. Aileen. Thanks. Good morning. Aileen Donaher. Aileen, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good.
I totally agree with Gemma.
So you're saying false eyelashes just at that point should be allowed?
No, I'm not going to go into the specifics of what should and shouldn't be allowed. I'm just recently retired as a principal of Ombeg National School, and in my 35 years teaching, I would have always believed that rules should make sense.
Okay.
And if there's no logic behind a rule, and if you're talking to a child and parents, if it doesn't make sense, it shouldn't be there. We're in schools where into the holistic development of the child. And as I learned more and more in my latter years teaching about autism and different things, if we're to be an inclusive society, we need to change. And there are a lot of rules in society that are no longer necessary and are obsolete. And because of COVID, a lot have already changed. But for people with different needs and different sensory needs, we really need to change society and be open to change.
So you
and
say rules should make sense?
Yes. And when rules make sense, you usually find that students will have a different approach. The student that comes in with their hair in all kinds of different colours might not normally do that if the rules weren't so silly. Because the student is trying to express themselves. And if the school accepts that that's their way of expressing themselves, that's fine. Or that student might put more energy into expressing themselves in a different way in class if they weren't making this battle with the schools for silly rules. I cannot understand why schools have rules about particular shoes that students must wear. For me personally, certain shoes, I cannot wear them. They make me feel uncomfortable. So I don't see why sometimes rules in schools, that I saw it with my own children, sometimes rules don't make sense, and schools have rules that they keep without having any logical reason.
So if I had to ask you, the fake eyelashes, fake nails, natural hair colouring, only natural hair colouring, no dyes, do they make sense?
For rules for those. Well, I personally cannot bear long nails, and I cannot bear it when I go into the bank or into the post office if a person is tapping a screen. But that's their right to wear them if they want to wear them, and they're not doing me any harm. I think we need to step back and say, well, what harm to me is that? How is some child coming into school with eyelashes, how is that affecting me as a teacher? Surely if I'm teaching my class in a good way and engaging all of my pupils, it shouldn't bother me what they're wearing it or what they're doing with their eyes or their ears or whatever. It shouldn't make any difference. What should interest me is their answers to my questions.
Okay, let me say there, Aileen. Let me bring in Jane McGarry. Say with us, please, Aileen. Jane McGarry, you're a former head of the department in the secondary school.
Yeah.
What do you think of the false eyelashes stopping here? In other words, at the front gate.
Yeah, I don't think they should be allowed. And the reason is, as you said, self-esteem and self-worth are really important at this age. And as Graham said, they shouldn't be focusing or giving their energy to their looks to get that self-esteem. And it causes a big division. You're looking for the logic in the rule. The logic is equalizing. Everybody accepts that that's the purpose of the school uniform, is to equalize out so some kids aren't in there in expensive designer gear, you know, and others in whatever they get from the center aisle. So this, to me, is just an extension of that. I have seen both ends of the scale of bullying. So I've seen those who focus on their looks and spend money being bullied by those who don't have it, if the ones who don't have it are in the majority. But more commonly, it's the other way around. And those who have are almost bullying the others to kind of comply with their self-imposed rules. Now, I've no objection to a school kind of getting the sixth-year pupils together and saying, you know, can we take a vote on this? And if they've all been going through school and debating societies and thinking, you know, independent thinking, which everybody today has said they ought to, then they can have a sensible debate on it and maybe change the rules. But I do think that, you know, there is that whole equalizing that we've seen the value, massive value of school uniform, even, you know.
Are you being extraordinarily strict there, Jane? Can I ask? Because you say don't wear any, would you allow makeup? Because makeup can be expensive.
You've posed me the one difficult one there, Joe, because if people have skin conditions, I do understand that they want to cover those up, but I don't think they should be plastered in makeup, no. You know, concealer or whatever they need to.
Should makeup be banned? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, makeup, yes. Yeah, because, you know, somebody's in the bathrooms at lunchtime and they're getting out their Dior and the next girl's getting out her Rimmel. And you're already putting yourself into a category, and you shouldn't be doing that.
But you're saying equalise. You're not into Handmaid's Tale country where everyone is dressed the same. And nobody can stand out because that might cause jealousy or resentment.
We're only talking for the school day because that's a place where the focus shouldn't be on looks and how you present yourself. It should be completely, you know, on having fun, learning things, your education, broadening
and
your
also
scope,
growing and growing as a person, growing in terms of self-worth and in terms of mental stability, especially. Though your argument is that that this can cause difficulty mentally for other
Absolutely.
Students.
Absolutely, I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay, Aileen, what do you think of Jane's point?
Well, it's interesting because if in school I wanted to be an air hostess, I would probably have been benefiting from a school that would allow me to wear makeup, because in some jobs you are required to wear makeup. I personally hate wearing makeup, but there are benefits to wearing makeup, and those that wear makeup find that it really helps their self-esteem and their image. And if that helps a person to feel better, to face the day and face people, I don't have a problem with that.
But then you're in a situation where who's got the best makeup? Is somebody starting to go, you know, get their makeup done before they go to school? At least if nobody's wearing excessive makeup, I do believe, you know, if they've got skin issues, fine, cover them up. But the focus is on that instead of what school is supposed to be about.
Well, surely schools should also be teaching in their SPHE programme. They should be teaching children to be wise to advertising campaigns and companies that sell them
good. And I did all of that, and I ran grooming courses, and people went forward to Duke of Edinburgh's awards and all sorts. And about makeup, I happen to, on the side, be a qualified makeup artist too. But, you know, so I'm all in favour of makeup, but not in school because it becomes competitive. I don't think there should be anything there where people can have their self-esteem and their self-worth deteriorated or any bullying happen because of appearance.
Okay, say listening to Miriam Owens, who's in Kerry. Miriam, your point, please.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you? I've been listening to Gemma about the fake. It's the principle here. When you go to school, there's a code of practice, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not old-fashioned by no means, because my son 30 years ago dyed his hair, and he was in England, and I got a phone call saying your son has to leave the school, and it's not he dyed his hair, he bleached it and it went orange like. And I went down, and like that I went, kind of said, but why, like? And then he explained it to me. He said he was rebelling, right, against the code of the school. They had a uniform, they choose, they come in and they can't be going wrong with. I actually brought him home and I shaved it off. Sorry, I'm sorry, son, if you're listening, because there is a code and I hadn't read it properly. But I know children today, especially young teenagers, that are going to school with eyelashes that you can sweep, they can actually clean the rooms with, makeup, fake tan, you know. They can express themselves at home. But there is a rule in the school, and the other lady said there, the other teacher said, it is very difficult for people to sit there and look. I went through it myself, and they're all dressed up, and you're going, oh, I can't afford that. And that's why the uniform came in, to stop all this, Joe. Mm. To stop, and, you know, I'd have nothing against makeup. I love makeup. But, I mean, they're going with Gucci bags to school. They have everything. But they're going to school to learn. Not to learn how to be pretty. They're learning how to be pretty and good in society. And makeup is not going to change what you are inside. And I think people say, yes, and I'm a very out there person, but not, I think, when the school has got a code of practice.
You can be good in society wearing fake eyelashes.
No, but I was talking about you can get bullied. You can get bullied. You
but
know,
but
you're in the in crowd.
Yeah, but every school should have a policy about bullying.
Every school should have the same code. If you go to school, to secondary school, I mean...
And how does it... Given that there are 6 years in every school, you then say the rules are unchangeable. Because if you
the rules can be changed. I don't think that a uniform is a uniform. And if you're given a list...
Yeah, but the issue here is not about the uniform. The issue is about an earring. The issue is about fake eyelashes.
I don't see why a little stud in your ear... But imagine having a big earring the size of your head hanging off your ear. Or you have... No, people are getting their lips done. You know, I'm not saying this, they can do what they like, but sometimes their bodies are not more important than you learn everything in school.
But surely all of this generates discussion rather than...
Exactly. But would you like your daughter, I don't have a daughter, coming home and say, Mom, they're inside there today and they have eyelashes and this, and then you can't afford it. So what's happening to the child that can't afford it?
Well, my main joy there would be that my daughter could feel that she could say it to me and we'd have a discussion about it. That's brilliant.
But if the parents sat them down in the very beginning and said, look, you've got 5 years in school, these are the rules, you can do what you like going out of school.
Yeah, but life,
experiment.
Yeah.
But not with other children, because there is bullying going on. I've seen it. I've seen them going into school, they're coming out like they're watching too many reality TV shows, and they want to be like these people. And other children, and I'm talking about boys as well, feel it. You know? Our shoes.
Yeah, but they are living, as you say, everybody is, this whole idea we're preparing them to go into, and you're not saying it, but I've said earlier, preparing them to go into society. They are in society. They're not living in a bubble.
Why don't they put in a makeup school in schools?
And some of them do,
give them that hour. Give them that hour.
In all schools. Okay. Stay.
All schools.
Okay, stay with us. Stay with us, Miriam. Joe at rt.ie.
Joe Duffy. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
There were a debate sparked by Gemma an hour ago, who told us that yesterday her daughter was sent home from school indefinitely because she was wearing fake eyelashes, and the school has a list of conventional haircuts only, natural hair colouring only, one colour only, fake eyelashes no, fake nails no, you'll be sent home, allowed back to school once removed, one earring per ear or preferably none at all, no tongue piercings, you'll be sent home immediately, no multiple earrings allowed. Fiona Barnes, your point please, Fiona.
Hi Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just think this whole issue is problematic on so many different levels. I think it's elitist. I think it's classist. I think it's trying to squash any vestige of individuality, or girl or boy or whoever might want to have. You're in a uniform. You're attending school. Mm-hmm. Why does it give a damn if you've dyed your hair red instead of blonde? Like, it's a So I've never been so rattled by a discussion in my life. I just think that blonde hair is okay because the idea of like a pretty blonde girl or boy fits this aesthetic of the studious students that they want. But God forbid you wanted to rebel or just show your personality through a fun hair colour, fun colour of nail. I don't...
And you say, but just expand there, elitist and classist.
I just think that these schools, they want you to look a certain way. They want you to act or to be seen to be acting a certain way. God forbid you had long nails. You know, that's not proper. What's proper is this clean cut, cookie cutter idea.
And you're saying these are mores given to us from our so-called betters.
That's it. Kind of, you know, they're trying to just absolutely control every aspect of their students. They're putting...
And of the things I read out, what annoyed you most, Fiona? Was it the no hair colouring, one colour only, one earring, preferably none in each ear, no tongue piercings, or no fake eyelashes or fake nails?
I mean, eyelashes? Like, if they can see their books, I don't see what the problem is. Who is that offending? Have you ever been distracted so much in a class? You've turned over and you said, oh, teacher, sorry, I can't do my leaving cert. The girl that is creating too much wind when she's fluttering her eyelashes. I just think it's a load of rubbish.
Say with us, Fiona, Patricia O'Mahony. Your point,
Joe,
please.
What
do you think of what Fiona said? It's a load
of
rubbish.
Well, my point with Fiona there is, rules are rules, number one, in a school. You go to a job, you abide by, you know, the rules. We're teaching kids nowadays to do their own thing. There's a lot of peer pressure out there, all right. But any mother that would ask you to do a child's hair who was making his holy communion, to have a sun-kissed look to go with the Louis...
To go with the what, Patricia?
The Louis Vuitton.
I'm the Louis Vuitton. Okay. And Patricia, we'll come back to the fake eyelashes for a 16-year-old girl in this case. Do you think you should be sent home indefinitely if you're wearing fake eyelashes, Patricia? Is Patricia gone on me? Okay, take the quick break. Joe at RTE.ie.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Should fake eyelashes on a 16-year-old student mean they have to leave the school, go home and only return without them? Rachel, sorry for holding you there. Rachel, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I had two points to make, actually. I suppose people just might be missing out on the reason why the code is there. And I think that the reason is because the uniform represents the school. And therefore, I think the school authorities are concerned that if students are going around the local town or wherever and they're wearing the uniform and they have multicoloured hair and there's, you know, nose rings, that it reflects negatively back in the school. I think that's genuinely the reason why the code is there. So that's a valid point, I think. I don't agree with it, but I can see why they might have that opinion. I'd like to think that maybe that would change.
So you're saying somebody walking around the town in the school uniform, a recognisable school uniform, obviously, everyone knows school uniform, if they have fake eyelashes and multicoloured hair, what would you think of them?
I wouldn't. I think that's great. I have no problem with that. I'm just saying then, I think that the school authorities might be a bit more conservative.
Well, the school authorities are off this planet.
Yeah.
So you don't have any problem with them. Why would different human beings in different situations?
I suppose because they might have been brought up in a more conservative time and they might be slower to change. I totally agree with it. I have my own daughter's 11 and when she was 8 or 9, I brought her in and got her 6 inches of hair coloured pink and we dyed her hair wine the last summer.
But if your daughter was sent home from school, was of an age, sent home from school at age 16 because she was wearing fake eyelashes, would you make her remove them?
I'll have to wait now to get to 16, but I had a point about the eyelashes. I'm a teacher myself and I teach in adult education and we have students that come in and I have to say I do find huge eyelashes very distracting. Absolutely. Like some of them are nearly 2 or 3 inches long, really taking for somebody.
No, but
I find it really hard to teach when I'm looking at a student, I get really distracted.
So you're a teacher and you get distracted by someone, you get distracted by big eyelashes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I have no problem. I mean, students come in, that's fine. And I agree with you. I think students are in society already, and I don't see why they shouldn't, be allowed to go in with half their hair pink. I would have grown up, I went to a convent school, secondary school, but I think I was really fortunate. I went to our college in the higher education years, and I just found that very... it just opened me up to all kinds of options. And I don't think everybody has had that experience. And I think some people are just a bit more conservative. And maybe secondary schools are still a little bit conservative. So I think it's a time to experiment and explore as well and enjoy it.
So you're saying let them wear fake eyelashes if they wish.
I think, to me, it doesn't make any sense why they shouldn't.
Okay.
But I can see why the school would. But I find it distracting as a teacher.
Okay, Fiona, what do you think? The point that Rachel is trying to get a glimpse into the thinking of the school, that for some reason the school might be upset that their students in their uniform were walking down the town in rainbow hair and fake eyelashes.
But I think that kind of exactly feeds into what my point was. It doesn't fit their aesthetic. Like, at the end of the day, the students are, I assume, going to school, they're turning in their homework, I don't know, you know, they're not acting out in any other way, you know, they're not misbehaving, they're not troublesome, they're not in detention. That's another, like, a different story for, you know, another day.
Okay. Say with us for a second. You, Connor's in Dublin 8. Your point, please.
Hello, Joe.
Good, yeah, go ahead, you.
Joe, I think when these parents sign their kids up for these schools, there is a list of rules. So you go in there on the premise that you're going to follow the rules. Just because your daughter doesn't wants to bend those rules, you have to learn to say no. I don't know what these parents have an issue with. Is it the N or the O? These are all snowflakes that people don't seem to be able to say no to.
Fiona, you're a snowflake, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I wear too much fake tan to be a snowflake. I think that, have you ever been, obviously none of these people, I'm assuming, have ever been an insecure teenager. You know, I was in school, I graduated from secondary school 10 years ago now. I had spots, I had acne, I had greasy hair. If putting on fake eyelashes or fake tan or fake nails, it didn't affect my grades. I did my leaving cert, I did well. But God forbid I could have anything in my corner to give me a little bit of self-confidence. And I didn't have to express myself.
You, go ahead. You said what part of the word no?
What about the rules? Can you not read the rules where it says no? And what part of no do you not understand? Is it the N or the O?
Yeah, you said that already, Hugh. But no, I
guess. Yeah, but I didn't get an answer to it.
Well,
you just need to do what you like.
For a different time.
You don't believe in rules.
Of course I do believe in rules.
But you just don't want to follow them.
Do you believe in do you have to believe in stupid rules if you think they're stupid?
Well, if they're stupid, Joe, then you have parent teacher meetings at the end of every year. You've changed the rules.
But God forbid students could possibly take the rules into their own hands and say that they realise how silly it is, unimportant it is to their education, and possibly rebel. Other than that, you're just going to have...
Well, at the end of the school curriculum, when you change the rules, then you have new rules. But at the meantime, they are the rules that you accepted to put your daughter into that school, boy. Either adhere to them, or you can't just make up rules as you go along, or ones that suit you.
There was a time in Ireland where smacking, corporal punishment, was part of the rules in the school. It was allowed.
Absolutely, I was a victim of that, Joe, and it didn't do me a bit of harm.
Well, I mean, I think you're very lucky, Hugh, because I think it was really damaging to a lot of people.
Yeah. If I went home
from school and told my father,
I know your father would. Yeah, I know. You get another slap.
One from him,
I know.
Yeah,
know,
well, that's another story.
But you know who'd feel all the lesser for that, you.
No, it didn't do me any harm, Joe.
Well, I tell you who'd feel. I tell you, I probably did the teacher harm and your father harm. If you bet you, Sandy, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to agree with Fiona there and say to Hugh that he might be suffering a bit of survivor bias by saying it did him no harm. We all know what corporal punishment does to children with the underdeveloped brain.
I take that point. What about fake eyelashes?
Yeah, whatever. I take the hit of 3 hours a day to drive my kids to a school that supports them as people. To allow them to have a personality, to wear within reason, obviously, what they want to wear, how they want their hair, what they want pierced. It's more important to me that they learn to be a full-rounded human being rather than...
So you support Gemma. Gemma said, my daughter was sent home yesterday before 16, wearing fake eyelashes. I'm not telling her to take them off, though the school say, don't come back with them.
To a point. Like, Hugh made a point that if you don't like what a school, the school rules are, well, then don't go to that school.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have a choice about the school. A lot of people don't have a car to drive their children or have access to a school bus. And like, you are often almost compelled to go to your local school because of circumstances. But anyway, the debate goes on. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Fergus Weeney produced. Ray Darcy next.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.